Well, this morning we want to visit about an event coming up on Monday, November 20th. That'll be the annual Harvest Market here in Atlantic in Cass County. It's an opportunity for folks to extend produce in the park by yet another day. Kate Olson is with us here this morning. She's on the board of the Produce in the Park group, and of course, Extension is helping to coordinate and organize this event, and she operates that agency here locally in Cass County as well. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Just something else to do.
Something else to do. You know, this is honestly one of my favorite things that I get to help with every year. So it's fun, and I've been doing it for a little while, so we're kind of looking forward to celebrating this year.
Harvest Market is kind of one of those extensions of Produce in the Park. We have fun all during the summer months, well, spring, summer, and part of fall. But then we have a few of these holiday markets, I guess we kind of call them. The Harvest Market happens here just before Thanksgiving. You said it's one of your favorites. Why?
It's kind of a fun celebration. So Harvest Market, you know, I've been working with the Local Food Policy Council since I started with Extension, you know, over 10 years ago. Harvest Market is now, this is our 10th annual Harvest Market. So we've been doing this for 10 years. It kind of started, like you mentioned, just a little idea of how do we extend the season a little bit longer. We wrap up our farmers markets in late September, October, and we've got a lot of our producers that still have leftover. You know, we've got apples, we've got all the fall produce, the squash and the gourds and the pumpkins and all the jams and jellies and things that people are making throughout that late fall season. And let's come up with a way to help people get their hands on those locally produced, locally grown items so they can be on their holiday table. Harvest Market is something that started way before, like you mentioned, we've now added the Christmas market, the Sweetheart Market for Valentine's Day. We've added the Easter market, the spring market for Easter to have that available year round. But Harvest Market was really the beginning of all of those. And it started out as like a kickoff to the holiday season. It usually is right around Thanksgiving. It kind of falls right in there with the rest of the chamber activities that they have going on for the holiday season. When we first started it, we didn't have the Christmas market. So it was kind of a chance to start your Christmas shopping early sort of thing and just kick off your holiday season with locally baked goods and locally produced craft items.
And you get a lot of vendors, it looks like, signed up. You know, I know malls, shopping malls are not in vogue anymore, but it kind of is a local shopping mall. It's an opportunity to gather a bunch of different vendors together to give you one-stop shopping so you can bounce from place to place in one facility to be able to see some of the different goods that folks have. And they have a lot of stuff here, a lot of food items.
Absolutely. And we're definitely featuring, we have tons of local food. You know, people don't think of local produce all the time. Well, hopefully now that we've been doing this for 10 years, they think more about local produce and locally baked and grown goods being available year-round. But that really was kind of the why we started doing this. So we're definitely featuring local food, but we also have a lot of local craft vendors that come into this every year. So people can kind of, you know, kick off their holiday shopping, maybe buy some decor to have on their Thanksgiving or Christmas table. And the Produce in the Park group, as well as all of our holiday markets, all of these items must be made, grown, baked. They're all local. So it's not resellers. It's not, you know, there's lots of other fairs and vendor items where you can go get those items. And those are absolutely awesome as well. But that's kind of what we've chosen to do to set ourselves apart from all of those other fairs is all of these items are, whether it's locally baked bread, locally grown produce, locally grown meat, or even locally knit items. We've got wood carvers, we've got other craft items, but they're all homemade.
Well, when I said food vendors, I wasn't kidding. You have a lot here, and it spans a good range there, too. You've got a lot of different things coming in. You want to highlight some of the favorites?
Absolutely. So one of my other favorite things, you'll get me off this topic eventually. One of my other favorite things about Harvest Market is we have a great mix of like those longtime returning vendors, as well as we always get some new vendors in there this year. And we have a wide variety of items. So it's not just local produce, although we definitely do have some of that, you know, Bridgewater Farms, 3B Farms, Brunco Farms, some of those that have been coming year after year. Kringleman's another one with the pastries. Those are always, you know, a good solid, everybody loves having those on their table on the holidays. And we've also got some newer additions that have sort of joined us in the last several years, like Noble Provisions selling their local meat. Corn for a Cause has, you know, some fun local popcorn items that are Sugar Mama cookies, somebody that's joined us recently but hasn't always been with us. And then some local bakers that have been coming back. So, you know, Claire Pellet will be back selling some of her rolls. So it's always a great mix. We've got everything from local meat to lots of produce. Local honey and jams and jellies are always, you know, a favorite for a holiday table. It's just kind of a little bit of everything as far as the food. And so we definitely encourage people to kind of circulate around and find something, you know, find an old favorite and then find something new to try this year as well.
The Harvest Market, as I mentioned, Monday, November 20th. It runs from 3 until 6 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. So if you're worried about what to do for dinner when you get home, since we're on food, you got a food truck there too, right?
Yes, we do have a food truck there. Game Time Eats. So we're excited. The food truck, something that we added several years ago. They've been hugely popular at our summer markets, and we've started having them at our holiday markets as well. So Game Time Eats features cheesesteaks, burgers, and nachos. You can top those any way you want. Definitely sort of a fun food truck vibe. They are set up right outside the front door there at the community center. And we've had really good reviews from other markets that have hosted them. So we're really excited that they're coming.
Very good. Well, when you think of something called Harvest Market, as you mentioned up front, you kind of think of gourds and some of those types of decorations that you might find. But we're looking ahead to the other holidays, too. You got quite a variety of different things.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of those food items make great holiday gifts, like some of the honeys and the jams and jellies and popcorns and things like that. But we also have a great variety of craft vendors. We've got live garlands, wreaths, centerpieces, garden gifts, holiday decor, plants. Imagine Garden Gift Store is going to be there again. They do a great job. They've been at a lot of our summer markets. They've got really fun, both live plants and just garden-inspired gifts. We've got woodworking vendors. We've got bows, crystals, crafts, blankets, doll clothes, cutting boards, all sorts of things. So if you're wanting to either find something to decorate your holiday table or find a gift for somebody in your life, lots of great options there as well.
Do you go out and research these folks and invite them in, or do a lot of them know and understand how important it is to be at these events and ask you?
It's kind of a mix of both. So there's a good network of people that visit markets around Southwest Iowa. So they kind of know each other and invite maybe folks that they've been with at other farmers markets. As a board, we do kind of try and look at, hey, we have a lot of this type of thing. We may have a gap here. We kind of try and network with some of our, you know, craft friends or producer friends and say, who have you been around at other markets that would help us fill this gap? Because we do want people to have a good variety when they come and shop. So it's fun to see some of those new vendors coming in and having success, and also some of those existing and long-term vendors building on that success and bringing back more customers every year.
Sure, sure. Kate, are there folks that need to, maybe some of these vendors that need advance orders? Do people need to look ahead?
Some of them may be doing advance orders. We, in the past, so around the pandemic time, we started doing an online pre-order system. We are not doing that anymore. It's really kind of had tapered off in popularity over the last couple years, so we do not have a centralized pre-order system. I know a few of our folks doing baked goods, like I know Claire and her roles are doing pre-orders on their Facebook page. I think Brunco Farms is doing some pre-orders for pies and things like that. So some of these individuals, especially a lot of the folks doing baking, may be doing pre-orders through their own sites. So definitely check those out. If you go to our website, there is a list, I think, of a lot of those vendors. There may be some links there. Or if you have a vendor you've ordered from in the past, definitely you know, look them up or reach out and see if they're doing pre-orders. But we do not have one place where we're taking all the pre-orders this year.
Okay. And I know it's lengthy, but it's pretty easy to remember. It's produceinthepark@atlanticiowa.com,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, just think of where you're going and where it's located. And you've got that email address, or that website, rather, even though it's a little lengthy there for you. And they can find all the information they need there.
Yes, all the information they can need there about the time, the location, some of our vendors that'll be there. We also have that. We do post a lot of things on our social media page, so definitely check out our Produce in the Park social media page. We'll be doing vendor features and information on the market there as well. We'll share if we have producers that we know are doing pre-orders. We'll try and share those out on that place as kind of a one-stop shop as well. And then you can always reach out. Probably the easiest way if you want to call with questions is to call the Atlantic Chamber. We've got some of our board members down there that are going to help take the vendor applications, as well as can help direct people if they have questions about some of our vendors and pre-orders.
What advice would you give someone who hasn't been to one of these before but is thinking about popping into the Harvest Market?
Come in and check it out. It's free to come in. You're probably going to find a new local vendor that you didn't know existed. Maybe find a new holiday favorite or a new pantry staple. And hopefully enjoy the atmosphere as well. We'll have several local community groups there. We're going to have some activities for the family going on. We're going to be drawing for door prizes to celebrate our 10th anniversary. We're going to be doing an hourly drawing for Atlantic Cash if you check in at the front table. So we'll have, it's kind of a fun pre-holiday family atmosphere. So come out and do some shopping, have some fun, check out the local vendors, and we hope you'll find something you love.
All right. Harvest Market. It's the 10th annual event. You've been doing it a while. I think you probably got it all down by now.
We make changes every year, but we like to think it gets better every year.
Should we look forward to some other markets coming up for the holidays?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I mentioned, we've added our three other holiday markets now. So the rest of those will be on Saturdays at the Y from noon to 3. So our Christmas market will be December 23rd, right before the 25th for Christmas. Our Sweetheart Market will be February 10th, and our Easter Spring Market will be March 30th. So basically the Saturday before the holiday, 12 to 3 at the Y.
Okay, we can put those on our calendar right now then. Very good. And put this one on there too. November 20th, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. That's the 10th Annual Harvest Market. Okay, don't put it on your calendar because nobody has calendars, Amar. Put it in your phone so you
That's
remember,
right?
Put
it in your phone. And if you see some of our sponsors, be sure and thank them, because we do, we couldn't do this and we couldn't do the promotion. We couldn't host this in the space that we love to do it in if we didn't have the support from like Cass County Farm Bureau, Cass Health, Greg Young, First Whitney, and then the Chamber and the city. So all of those have been great partners over the years. We keep adding more partners and they keep helping us to add to that community feel. So that's all part of the Christmas in Atlantic. We love it, right?
Yeah, helping to keep everything right here locally for you. Handy. It's all handy. That's what it is. Harvest Market. Make sure you get that ready to go here coming up on Monday, November 20th. Again, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Find your favorites. Kate, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.